Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Damon Hack joins us here from the Golf Channel, one of our regular contributors when we get into the majors. How you doing, Big D?
Fellas, how you been? What's going on?
We're hanging, man. I mean, we're excited like you are. I mean, I'm watching you big time on the set, doing your thing every day.
Nice suit game.
Yeah, man. But we're excited, D, about, you know, the Masters. I know everybody, we just put this out there up front, right? We're big Tiger guys. Everybody knows it. Yes, we're disappointed, but we're glad that he's okay and rehabbing. All right, we put that to the side. Day one, Masters, conditions different, Damon, than what we saw just, what, 5-6 months ago?
So different. Couldn't be more different. November was soft and cooler and easy. This golf course is firm, fast, and difficult. It's interesting. The best players in the world, the ones that have the great short games, the putting is tight, and they like to drive the ball long and straight, they're saying, bring this on. They think the harder the golf course, the better it identifies the best players in the world. So this is not going to be your typical, kind of birdie eagle fest. I mean, these guys are really, really hustling just to break 70 today. Right now, Brian Harman shot that 369. The Georgia Bulldog is out front. Hideki Matsuyama's at 300 with a couple holes left to play. Mark Leishman, who has played well here before, the Aussie playing well, but not going to see 20 under par, which is the score we saw a Dustin Johnson shoot in November. This is going to be an absolute grind fest this week.
It's a Damon Hack with us, guys, from the Golf Channel on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're talking about the Masters. Just saw Bryson DeChambeau off the green. He's kind of like Mickelson on steroids. I don't mean on steroids, but like a bigger Mickelson, because Damon, he puts himself in crazy situations and then he extricates himself from it. And how do you like his chances this week?
Yeah, you know, didn't play as well as we thought in November, but you bring up a great point. He almost is a latter-day Mickelson in that he is a tinkerer. He is a bit of a brainiac, likes to kind of blend the art and science of the game, pushing the envelope. I mean, Phil Mickelson has played with two drivers. He's played with no drivers. Bryson DeChambeau has experimented with different length drivers. He's put his body, obviously, through the rigors of bulking up and increasing his swing speed. You would think that with the length he has off the tee, and he's called this a par 67 for him because of the four par fives that he can reach with short irons and the drivable par four, the third hole, that he thinks that this golf course can be brought down to size. But he said one thing he learned the hard way in November is you also have to be able to hit your irons close. He left himself too many long-range birdie putts, didn't scramble as good as he wanted to. Also admitted to us earlier in the week he wasn't feeling well physically in November during the Masters. This time he feels like everything's in working order. Of course, he won the U.S. Open at Wingfoot in September, won the Arnold Palmer Invitational by taking an incredibly aggressive line over the lake on the par 5-6 hole, you may recall. So Bryson DeChambeau, he's got the strength, he's got the belief, now he just has to execute.
Yeah, I'm wondering about this. Like Tiger in his prime, right, could hit the blank out of it. but he also used the angles. It just wasn't about the power. And sometimes I wonder if DeChambeau doesn't play the angles of the golf course as well as he should. Is that a fair criticism?
Absolutely. And this is, you know what, he played in 2016, 18, 19, and 20. So this is his fifth attempt. He's still learning the golf course, and not everybody's going to have the success of a Tiger early, but he does seem to be learning that and respecting the golf course and knowing that he just can't beat it into submission. There are some times he may have to lay back a little bit and set the correct angle into this golf course. In fact, Jack Nicklaus famously said he believed this is a second-shot golf course, but there's no question that length off the tee can help set you up for the short irons, but you do have to respect the golf course and know that even though these greens are big, you're actually hitting to small parts of the green. You've got these plateaus that you have to hit and not leave yourself the 50-footers that Bryson was leaving himself 5 months ago. I think he's learning as he goes. I think the talent is there. I think his short game and putting are probably underrated aspects of his game. He proved he can get around the golf course with his short clubs at Wingfoot. But this is a different test. He gets energy by trying to solve puzzles, and this is the latest puzzle that he wants to solve.
Yeah, the putting stroke with the arms dead straight. I still can't get my head around it, man. It's our man Damon Hack with us here from the Golf Channel as we're talking about things. Justin Thomas, he's at one over today. Spieth, Carl and I love Spieth, but it's almost like he was lost in the wilderness, you know, and obviously he wins to get in and make the cut. Do you like his chances this weekend?
Guys, he's my pick this week to win. He was my pick this week to win before he won in San Antonio, so my only concern is did he peak a week too soon? Famously, Phil Mickelson won in Atlanta down the road from y'all at TPC Sugarloaf back in 2006. He won by 13 shots and then drove down to Augusta and won his second green jacket. So it's not unprecedented for a player to win the week before the Masters. Jordan's been building towards something special. We know he is a three-time major champ, won here in 2015, lost 2016, but still has a terrific record around these parts. His short game, you know, outside of Phil Mickelson, is probably the best we've seen in the last 15, 20 years. I put him up there with Tiger and Phil in terms of his imagination, in terms of his ability to hit some shots on the property that the other players can't contemplate or simply don't have the guts to hit. Jordan has the guts of a cat burglar. Ben Crenshaw calls him, he has the stare of Wyatt Earp. He is tough, he's hungry, and he's hitting in the right direction. And I believe he has a fantastic chance to win a second green jacket and a fourth major this week. He's my favorite to get it done.
What have you seen from Koepka since he makes his return? I didn't think he'd be ready to play, and I'm a little surprised he's out there, but he's hitting the ball. It looks like he's hitting the ball well. What do you make of Koepka?
Yeah, glad you asked, guys. I'm friendly with one of the doctors who's overseeing his rehab, and I've talked to him twice this week. He told me that Brooks is literally taking ice baths. He had an anti-inflammatory shot. He's doing everything in his power to keep the swelling down in that right knee. You know, the walking is the hardest part. The golf swing's been fine, but this is, as you guys know, one of the most undulating golf courses on the planet. Here in you know, take a Royal Portrush or the Kapalua in Maui, which has a lot of up and down. There's a lot of up and down on this golf course. So the biggest issue for Brooks is going to be, can he walk this golf course over 4 days and continue to stay with the likes of Matsuyama and Leishman and Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed and Webb Simpson? I saw his fiance, Brooks's Jenna Sims, and Brooks's mom on the second hole today. And I said, "Hi, Denise, that's the mom." I go, "How are you guys holding up?" And she goes, "Every time Brooks swings, I'm having to, like, fan my face. I'm just so nervous." Jenna said, "I don't know how he's doing it. I can't believe he's out there." So his fiance and mom are among those pulling for Brooks. And he speaks his mental toughness. If this was a different golf course and golf tournament, he wouldn't be out here. He wants to win a green jacket. That's why he's toughing through this knee injury.
I saw him earlier this morning on the coverage online. And, yeah, he's bending over. It's not like Camilo Vijegas, but, Carl, he's leaning over, like, on one knee, trying to get the angles and the read of the green. It did not look like it was comfortable. I believe he's four over right now. Actually, Brooks X makes a run. He's two over through 17. What about Dustin Johnson? You mentioned him at, again, different golf course. He's one under. If they get the rain, Damon, that we're going to get, will that soften things up? They'll be able to throw darts on Saturday and Sunday maybe?
Yeah, the more rain they get here, the more it will play slower and longer. That would favor a player like Dustin Johnson. But he was already trending in the right direction on this golf course before November. His first five starts in the Masters, no top 10 finishes. And then his next five starts were all top 10 finishes anyway, including his runner-up to Tiger in 2019 and his victory in 2020. So Dustin Johnson was already starting to learn the nuances of his golf course. He's played well when it's firm and fast. He's played well when it's soft, long, and kind of soggy. So I think that DJ, no matter the weather they throw at him, will have an opportunity. He's trying to join Jack Nicklaus, Sir Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods as the only players to win back-to-back Masters. He's the world number one. He has the game. He has the moxie, the toughness. He's proven that, bouncing back from all those calamitous moments in majors right. early in his career to become the best player in the world on the planet today.
What about Answer? Abraham Answer. I like this kid's game. I haven't seen where he's at on the leaderboard, but I thought he might, you know, make a run at this thing. What do you think of his game?
Yeah, Abe is one of the best players on the PGA Tour without a victory. You know, you put him kind of maybe in a Tom Fleetwood to win on the PGA Tour. He's from Texas. If it's for help, Abe, it doesn't have the length of DJ Bryson.
So one second, hold on real quick.
Play well.
You're cutting in and out on us real quick, and we're going to just reset you there, Damon. Damon Hack from the Golf Channel, because right. I wanted to hear that answer, because this is a guy that's on the come. Like, he's going to be good for many, many years.
And he's one of the dudes that you and I were joking around last year. We saw him play, and I like the guy. He's got his own tequila. You know, he likes fast cars. I mean, this is a guy that I can relate to. Abraham Answer, Mexican-American player by way of Texas. But, yeah, that's why I like the style, because he's got some guts.
All right. I'm sorry, Damon. You were saying he's a guy that's on tour that doesn't have a win. Go from there.
Yeah, kind of like the Tommy Fleetwood, among the best without a PGA Tour win. Showed a lot of toughness, in my opinion, representing the international team on the President's Tour. One of the best players on tour in terms of his ability to keep the ball in the fairway. A lot of toughness, a lot of moxie. If this golf course stays firm and fast, it plays in his favor because he doesn't have the length of some of the best in the world. If it starts to rain and the golf course gets soggy, that's going to be to Abraham Answer's detriment.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.